Always an eventful week in the world of rugby league, and always good to get Zorba's take on it. We do it again today. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Pete.
How did you see those two games? Panthers on Friday night had a lot of football, couldn't turn it into points, and the way the Cowboys are going about things has just been amazing.
I think the lack of belief in the big time, you know, cost the Western Peas, Penrith and Parramatta, in both the finals, the elimination finals at the weekend. Penrith, they panicked a little. They lost their way against the Broncos at Suncorp. Three times in the first half, might have been four, they refused easy penalty shots at goal with the sharpest shooter in the league. They were all in front. They just got sucked in to the way the Broncos wanted to play. And the Broncos just swamped them with their online defence. They simply disrespected their opposition. They could have gone in with 6 points on the board easily, and they didn't. They went in with nothing to show. Parramatta did likewise. I think they underestimated a very brave Cowboys side.
Yeah.
They were a shadow of the side which threatened the Storm a week earlier, and the big-time football got to them, the big stage. They've looked good recently. They played great against Parramatta. They didn't bring anything like that form to ANZ last night, and they're out in straight sets after finishing fourth, and they're losing the greatest winger in their history. Next season, he's just been a rock for them and got them into games, won them games, and they won't have him next year. So I think they missed a great opportunity.
Yeah, Semi was great last night. You mentioned that word belief earlier, Zorban. This is what the Cowboys seem to have in bucket loads. We were talking earlier, outside of probably Taumalolo and Morgan, they're a patched-up team. A lot of players seem to be carrying injuries. There's no Scott, there's no Thurston, there's no O'Neill, but there's self-belief.
A couple of weeks ago against Brisbane, Antonio Winterstein was limping around the field. They couldn't replace him. He's still there. He's got a shocking hamstring that they must just keep getting him ready to go. And I'd hate to see him have to run a long distance for a try. He won't be able to. But they are playing wounded. But what a year for them. It's really given them a future. It's a landmark year for them.
Yep.
It shows there's going to be life and success after Jonathan Thurston retires, and that's not long off now. The Cowboys have come from a shaky eighth in the finals to win one win of the grand final, and they've done it on the back of some things that deserve recognition. Some brilliant play from Michael Morgan, some powerhouse performances, and long time on the field for Jason Taumalolo, who was once just a hit and runner. Team spirit is great, and got to give Paul Green a real salute for some fantastic coaching. They're playing within their own boundaries. They're not going outside it. Nobody is trying to be a star in this side, even though Morgan is one. They're going to be the underdogs again against the Roosters, but they'll lap that up, and nobody should underestimate them.
Should the game been stopped for Corey Oates' injury?
Well, rather than look at being a doctor in an issue like this, I'd like to throw up something that may be some sort of solution. Now, the player welfare versus the strict enforcement of the rules issue is back on the table, and no one, I think, should be critical of Jared Sutton or Adam G, whoever made that decision for stopping play when Corey Oates was the victim of a scary collision against the Panthers. But I think in a situation like that, it was quite clear, the Penrith Panthers would have clearly scored if play had continued.
Yep.
Perhaps a rule change somewhere in a situation like that is in order, where one ref controls the try-scoring play because they're moving away from the injured player on a runaway situation. Give them one tackle.
Yep.
And that's going to be, in a situation like that, 30 seconds. It's going to make no difference because under my idea, I think already the trainers can be at the injured player because play is going away from them. One play, if they score, then look at it. If they don't score, stop play. I think it's pretty simple, really.
You know, it's a common sense.
That's a great idea, Zorb.
I love it, Zorb. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Zorb, just on the Broncos, their defence was outstanding, but in particular, Tautai Moga out wide, some of his tackling was just incredible.
It was, and he was poor the week before.
Good point. Yep.
You know, he got his act together, and I think really when you're up against Tyrone Peachey, who I think is a forward playing in the centres, much easier to contain him. He hasn't got the blinding speed and power that the young Roosters have.
But some of his hits on the Penrith back rowers in particular, who they're fringe players, he was just knocking them down time after time.
He sure was, and he's going to be a big loss to that side next season.
The other thing that we wanted to talk about was some of the young players that are coming through, and that I was calling a guy named Bilal Marbani, who you know very well, that played in the Manly under-20 side, who had a great win yesterday against the high-flying Sharks. He's in the Lebanon squad for the World Cup. It's going to be. I think we're underestimating how much interest there'll be generated in this competition, Zorb.
Well, you're going to get a lot of interest from particularly the South Sea Islanders who reside in Australia, in Queensland and New South Wales, down in the national capital, wherever the games are going to be played. Those teams and teams like Lebanon are going to be supported like never before. I think it's going to be a cracking World Cup, and I think that Australia and New Zealand will really put on a show. But you know what? I think it's a great time for us to blood some young players and players who could walk into an Australian side and be in camp with the likes of the great players in our game who are nearing the end of their career would be just an absolute thrill of a lifetime. And these exciting young players, I'll name the three I like.
Yeah.
Regal Campbell-Gillard. Mm-hmm. I think he's been fantastic in the finals. And he's a big, strong player that could easily take his place in an Australian side and not let anyone down. Latrell Mitchell, we've been singing his praises all year, and Tom Trbojevic, who I think will be in the Australian squad. They're three that just come to mind. There's probably
Nathan Cleary, Pete?
Pardon?
Nathan Cleary?
I
not yet.
I think he's entitled to get a look in. But I think at the moment, you know, if anything happens to Cooper Cronk in the halfback position, then you know Morgan has more than shown, and I think Michael Morgan has grown in every way. I watched him interviewed after last night's game, and he's not the shy young bloke that he was 12 months ago. He's not afraid now to stamp his position in the game. He's not afraid now to take the reins in that side. It's just been a massive, massive increase in his confidence in the last 12 months, and he's now worthy of taking his place in the Australian side. But bring Nathan Cleary through.
Let's turn our attention to next week, Friday night, Melbourne v Brisbane, $1.28, $3.75. Similar prices for Saturday night, Roosters versus Cowboys, $1.33, $3.40.
Well, you would think both the favourites would win and go through. And the Roosters now carry Sydney's hopes. The NRL will be a disaster for them if the Sydney team's not in crowd-wise and interest-wise. If it was, the Cowboys versus Melbourne, I think there'd be plenty of seats up on wherever they sell tickets on social media.
And they'll be snapped up by the Queenslanders or the Melburnians.
Yeah, there'll still be a great crowd there. I think it'll be good. It'll be a good grand final any way it goes. But because you'd have, if the Cowboys knock off the Roosters, you'd have that fairy tale story. And if the Broncos can knock off the Storm, then we've got two Queensland sides playing in Sydney. I don't think it'll happen. The Roosters haven't played 80 minutes in any game this year.
No. Nope.
If you go through their form, but I think Trent Robinson. Well, I know he's a very smart and astute coach. I think he's timed his run. He's done an Al Mandon from last year. And what about that horse yesterday, Ray? I told you, it's going to make it two in a row.
He was amazing, wasn't he, at Flemington?
$9 now.
Yeah.
Three from three. Gee. From Damien Oliver. Mm. Those have snapped up the 13-1 when we thought it was longer than that. We tipped it a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, I think the Roosters are ready to show their best. And I think they're going to come home strongly. I give them a chance of winning this and I don't mean just next weekend. I mean the whole thing. I think it's going to be a Roosters Storm Grand Final. Load up next weekend for our listeners, for the men of league, and I think both 13 pluses.
All right, 13 pluses both games. By the way, that was 3 weeks ago. You mentioned Al Mandon. Mandon at $15.
Yep.
It was a great ride by Oliver. I didn't think he squeezed through there, but it just straight through and away it went, and might even run the Caulfield Cup, Jim.
I haven't got a price for you there on that one.
But second fave, I think.
Second fave, yeah. It was Humidor the favourite.
Yes,
yeah, after that performance. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak next week.
Okay, boys.
Thanks, Pete.
There you go. The Zappers from Peter Peters. The Roosters v. the Storm in the grand final, and both games will be 13+. I thought the Eels would be 13+ yesterday. Wasn't to